Dearly beloved, on this first Sunday of Lent, we always read this gospel from St. John that concludes with the words of Jesus saying, "You will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is a curious phrase, and it has a direct connection to something in Genesis. For if we're familiar with Genesis, we know of the great patriarch Jacob, who fell asleep and had a vision of a ladder that extended from earth to heaven. And these exact same words are used. The angels of God were ascending and descending upon the ladder. And in the Jewish mystical literature, the rabbis wondered, why are they ascending, going up to heaven, and coming back down? Because in the Jewish mystical tradition, in God's throne in heaven, because of his care for Jacob, was engraved the image of Jacob, his face. So the angels were coming down the ladder from heaven to see the face of Jacob here on earth, and going back up to heaven to see this same face on God's throne. That here is Jacob, God's beloved on earth, and so beloved that here is his face, his image, on God's throne. And the early Christians would have understood this because they were Jews. They knew Jewish tradition. So when Jesus says these words, the angels of God are ascending and descending on the Son of Man, it's curious. In Jacob's case, it's because they were seeing this carved image on God's throne and seeing Jacob on earth. But why are they ascending and descending on Jesus? It's because they are ascending. They see him, who we will hear in Basil's liturgy called the image of the Father. That Christ is the image of the Father. And in Genesis at the beginning, we read that we are created, we humans are created according to the image. So Jesus is our prototype. He created us in his image, and he is in the image of the Father. They come down to heaven to see the one who created the heavens and the earth, who created us. They see him in our flesh, which comes natural to God, because he wants to be among us, his creatures. He becomes incarnate. He takes flesh and blood and bone to be among us, because his glory is so great that it would overpower us. So he has to come to us in a way we can comprehend as one of us. So they descend from heaven to see the Son of God as a creature, clothed like us, fashioned in the image he created to begin with. And they ascend to heaven, because though he is here on earth, they see the same Son of God sitting enthroned with the Father and the Spirit, everywhere present, as we say in our prayers. That at the same moment Christ dwells among us in the flesh, yet he is enthroned with the Father in heaven. And this resonance of the word image, he who is the image of the Father, who makes us in his image, he comes to us because he wants to be with us. And he would have come to us even if we hadn't sinned. The difference is now is that we have sinned. We have covered over his image with our sins. And so he comes, as we say in one of the troparia, prior to Christmas. So it tells us why Christ is being born. He's being born to die for us. He is coming to us to raise up his image which had fallen. Us, each one of us, who has fallen into sin, who has covered over ourselves with sin. So it's difficult to see his image in us. But he sees it. He sees through our sin. He sees his image in us. We're like the gold coin, stamped with the image of the king. That image is always there. But as we use the coin, it gets covered over with dirt and dust and oil, and the image begins to not be quite so clear. Christ is coming to us to clean that image, to renew his image in us, to deliver us from our sins. This is why we are going through Lent, these 40 days to prepare ourselves for when he will come to his passion, his death being laid in the tomb, and his resurrection. It reminds me of a story a dear priest friend told me almost 25 years ago. And maybe I've told it to you, but it's well worth telling. That one time his little brother went to the outhouse and he fell in the hole. He fell into it. And they pulled him out and he was covered with filth. Filth. And he said that very day they burned his clothes. But as his priest friend said, and he told his brother, but we didn't throw you away. We didn't burn you up. We didn't get rid of you because you fell into that filth. We washed you. We cleaned you up. We put new clothes on you. We made you like you were before. This is how Christ sees us. He sees the filth we cover ourselves in our own sins, but he sees through it all. But we, sinners that we are, how often do we only see the filth? And not only ours, but others, and judge them for it. We look at the filth in their lives and judge them. When we should be aware that the image of God, the Father, Christ, who made us in his image, looks at us always, even when we're covered in the filth of sin. And he sees himself. He sees his image in us. Beloved, this is what is to help carry us through our life. The remembrance, yes, of our sins, but the remembrance that we are not our sins, that Christ sees through them. And he comes to clean us from them. He calls us to himself so that we walk away from them, so that we wash ourselves of them through confession, through prayer, through acts of mercy, through our prostrations, our fasting, our almsgiving, through all these things that we work to strip away all the filth that clings to us, our sins. Because we, beloved, must be able to see ourselves with his eyes, to see through the filth of our sins and see his image in us. And not only in us, but to see through that in others. Because that's how he sees everyone. He doesn't pick and choose whom he sees his image in. He sees his image in every one of us, regardless of our sins, and considers us as the most priceless thing in the world, the lost gold coin, the lost image that he is coming to restore, to renew. Let us put on Christ's eyes to see ourself and know ourself in his image. And not only ourselves, but most especially others, that we see them who are suffering in the filth of sin and know that they are suffering like we are suffering, maybe in a different way, covered with a different type of filth, but still beloved of God, honored by him, so honored and treasured in image that he will come to die for us, covered in sins as we are.